We're going to close our time with some prayer tonight as we've got it laid out on our insert. Are there any, before I begin, are there any prayer requests that anyone has that would like to have uplifted in our prayer time tonight? Elaine?
Yeah.
Anybody else? Yep, Jan's family. Joan? Mm-hmm. And we're going to pray for Delbert Starr, too. Sharon Starr's son, it appears that the Lord is potentially calling Delbert home in the days and weeks ahead. His breathing's really become difficult. All right, let's bow our heads and have this moment of prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we begin our evening tonight recognizing who you are, and we give you thanks that you lean into us when sin happens. You don't stand off and write us off and think about revenge and punishment, but you lean into us to restore us and give us your grace. Lord, I thank you for that posture that you have to us. Lord, as we confess our sin, as we admit that we are off and hit the wrong button, or we fail to hit the right button that you want us to and help our neighbors, Lord, lean into us. Take away that guilt and shame, the hard feelings that we have. Lord, too often in life we do seek out those other strategies, man-made strategies really, and in a lot of ways, Lord, they make sense. We think for a moment they're going to help us out. Denial, perhaps seeking out others to make us feel better when we've sinned, or minimizing the sin we've done. Or perhaps, Lord, it's blaming others or even hiding it. Lord, help us to step in a different way and live with courage, to look for your grace and forgiveness in our lives. Lord, finally tonight, we thank you for the opportunity to uplift names and concerns in our congregation this evening. We pray for Joan and her recovery. Watch over her, heal her, be with her transition from the hospital to either home or in a care facility. Lord, for Skip, we thank you that you watched over him on Sunday with his health concern, and pray that you would continue to heal him and any other wounds that are there that are existing between him and family. And then, Lord, also for Andrew this evening, for his injury, we pray that it wouldn't be anything serious, but you would watch over him and in treatment and his recovery. And then finally, we pray for Delbert and his time. If this is your timing for him, Lord, we thank you for every moment that he lived here, and for those precious moments that he now has with Sharon and his family. Watch over him. And then finally, Lord, tonight we pray for the Lane family as they gather in Blodgett tomorrow. Lord, we pray that you'd continue to journey with them, and that this would be tomorrow a blessing for them, that they are further united as a family. Lord, we pray all these things with confidence, knowing that you love us dearly. In Jesus' name, amen.